You're listening to SBS News.
An acknowledgement that's been years in the making. The Vatican has rejected the doctrine of discovery, a 15th century concept laid out in so-called papal bulls that were used to justify the seizure of indigenous lands in Africa and the Americas. The Vatican said the papal bulls or decrees did not adequately reflect the equal dignity and rights of indigenous peoples, adding the decrees have never been considered expressions of the Catholic faith. The historical theories provided Portuguese and Spanish kingdoms the religious backing to expand their territories in Africa and the Americas. 26-year-old Spanish engineer Carlos Blanco welcomes the Vatican's move.
I think it is good. Perhaps apologizing is now not the main issue. The important part at this moment is to understand what happened and how it was carried out. To now apologize makes no difference. We must remember history as it was and give a thought as to how it was done.
The doctrine of discovery is a legal concept established in an 1823 US Supreme Court decision which set out the meaning of ownership and sovereignty over land passed to Europeans because they discovered them. Historian Fernando Cervantes says it is a good thing the Vatican is being critical of the past.
They are bulls. They are not encyclicals or official declarations. So they've got to be put in that context. I mean, they are political ad hoc pronouncements of popes who are obviously looking for the best solution to their predicament, their political predicament. So there's no, that really, any historian needs to take that into account. The second thing that any historian has to take into account is that to say that these documents actually laid the foundations for overseas colonialism, especially in the New World, the world of America, could not be more misleading because, I mean, they were written in 40 years before Columbus sailed to America.
There have been mixed reactions following the Vatican's decision. 74-year-old retired economist Luis Garcia says he doesn't understand the move.
There was a time when the Holy Father said that we should apologize for what we did in America. But if we compare our colonization with other countries, ours is a model to follow. Universities, hospitals, literacy, protection of the rights of indigenous people. So I don't really understand all this.
The statement represents a historic recognition of the Vatican's own complicity in colonial-era abuses committed by European kingdoms. It said it was right to recognise these errors, acknowledge the terrible effects of colonial-era assimilation policies on Indigenous peoples, and ask for their forgiveness. Cardinal Michael Czerny, the Canadian Jesuit whose office co-authored the Vatican Statement on Doctrine of Discovery, has criticised the Vatican's move.
I am touched by the way in which the document doesn't close the book. It doesn't attempt to say, and that's that, and we'll have no more of that, thank you. No, it acknowledges that dealing with such a painful heritage is an ongoing process. It acknowledges, still more important, that the real issue is not the history, but contemporary reality.
A debate likely expected to continue. Ayman Baghdadi, SBS News.